Morning.
大家好。
Still getting a lot of feedback. Is it me? That better? Guess not. Hello? Good. Hi. Good morning. Or
大家好。
shall I say, Zhong Cheng Hao?
你说早晨好。
How about in the German Morgen?
我是普通话的，
That's my heritage, German.
因为牧师是德国，祖先从德国。
So, in my years as both a pastor and a therapist, I've discovered one thing for certain.
对，我是个牧师，我要是有其他工作，我作为一个 counselor。
The secular therapeutic world has taken many, many biblical concepts and reframed them in a way to make them, quote unquote, more socially acceptable.
这个社会很多就是在医学方面，我们都用社会的名词来代替圣经里面的教导。
This means they've removed the name of Jesus and left in the Jesus principles, his teaching, and his way of being.
他们把耶稣的名字从圣经里面拿走，所以他们讲的都没有圣经里面的真理。
So it's God's ideals without credit given to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们都没有把荣耀赞美都归于我们的神耶稣基督。
Now, I don't want to diminish the work of the psychological community.
那首先我稍稍看这个心理学家他们怎么说。
I mean, because they did steal from the Bible, so it's kind of hard to complain.
因为心理学家很多的话都是从圣经里面出来的。
But they also utilized it to create some empirical data to prove their theories, which were basically proof to us as scripture already.
他们也用他们很多的研究来告诉他们所讲的都是对的。
And so these truths that are contained in scripture, were used in how God's book is meant for teaching, correction, and rebuking.
所以圣经说，圣经都是教导人决意，都是有益的。
So Paul writes to Timothy, and he tells him all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以，如果你们看荧幕，提摩太后书第3章16、17两节说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，教出神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So you might be asking, why did I title this message Marriage and the Four Horsemen?
所以你们奇怪，为什么今天讲的题目叫做你们的节目当中？婚姻跟四个天启的骑士，对。
So many of you probably know Revelation 6, which talks about the four horses of the apocalypse.
所以你知道在启示录这个第6章，他讲到有4种马，然后耶稣来的时候有事情发生，就是有4只马。
Of course, this depicts what's going to happen in the end times.
所以我们知道这个事情是这样的，耶稣来的时候，末世的时候发生的。
This is where the wrath of God depicted in John's vision, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, is a metaphor that describes conquest, war, hunger, and death, respectively.
所以这个神用这个他的使徒约翰写了这个启示录，告诉他有4只马。这4只马是代表当时候的战争、饥荒跟那个世界末期发生的事情。
In one of the responsive readings, you saw that we can rise up. We might be before the rapture.
所以呢，刚才读的经文里面说，在这个事情发生的时候，我们会先被提。
It's powerful imagery.
这个非常有能力的。
So the best and the brightest of marriage counseling, the gurus, the wise men and women of counseling are the Gottmans, Julie and John Gottman.
所以在那个婚姻的辅导当中，一个很出名的美国的婚姻辅导家，他我说是
Batman。
Gottman，他名字是 Gottman，他是个那个婚姻的辅导专家。
But they use the four horsemen of the apocalypse as a metaphor, but for something different, for four common things which can end a marriage.
这个婚姻专家就用这个几十路个四字马，代表那个婚姻，一个好的婚姻，或者这个破坏婚姻的原因。
So specifically, their metaphor is used to illustrate and describe communication styles.
所以这个他用这个方法，这个比喻的方法，使得人家能够明白这个婚姻的意义是什么。
Which, according to their research, with 92% accuracy, with thousands and thousands of couples studied, probably into over 10,000 couples, they believe that they can predict the end of a relationship by these four, what they call horsemen of the apocalypse.
所以他们用了很多那个研究了很多的夫妻，他们说92%他们可能够知道谁的婚姻在这四个点里面能够知道他们成功与否。
And the four are criticism,
第一个就是批评，
stonewalling,
一个叫做时长，
defensiveness,
或者是防卫，
and contempt.
或者是鄙视。
So we're going to look at each one of these individually.
所以我们会从这四个重点来看看
So,
圣经怎么说关于婚姻的事情。
criticism is the first horseman.
第一个就是那个四字马，第一字马就说批评。
Criticizing your partner is different than offering a critique or voicing a complaint.
我们知道批评跟那个讲话，就讲你的意见是不一样的。
A complaint or a critique is something specific, like please don't leave your towel on the floor.
装一个说，你告诉你对方的意见说好，像举个例子说，我不要把任何毛巾掉在地上，是一个很直接的一个交流。
Whereas criticism attacks your partner at the core of their very character.
但是批评呢，你是攻击对方的性格，
An accusation
就是控告一个人
of character.
他的性格。
Something like, well, why aren't you as dot, dot, dot?
好像说，你说你为什么不好像
You
给，
fill in the blank.
好像说 something like 上面的事情，好像人家还是。
Well, sisters, I'm going to step on your toes a little bit using Proverbs.
所以今天我用箴言，特别是好像不是为了姐妹说的。
For me, some of these are the funniest Proverbs because I think they're kind of cute in the way Solomon wrote them.
因为就是圣经里面的箴言，有时候蛮有趣的，一看就是。
So it's better to live in a corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife.
在箴言21:9节，他说：“宁可住在房顶的角上，不在宽阔的房屋，与争吵的妇人同。”
And this is probably one of my favorites. A nagging wife goes on like drip, drip, drip of the rain.
最喜欢的一句，在箴言19:13，你说这妻子的争吵与连绵的滴漏。
However, brothers,
但是弟兄啊，
it is referencing a stereotypical man.
这个是要讲到我们弟兄，
One who would rather be cold,
我们男生都很没有感情啊。
alone,
很孤独了，
and uncomfortable inside with his wife,
所以他其实不是很好，
who nags and finds fault.
我就是觉得自己的气质都不好。
The phrasing here is literally about a woman bringing grief to a man through criticism.
这个灯里面是个亮，这个自己争吵的意思是把正确的方法告诉这个丈夫。
Well, I think the principle is reciprocal.
但是，当然，这个真理是两方面的。
A nagging husband goes on and on like drip, drip, drip. of the rain.
所以一个丈夫都可以养，就争吵的时候，好像鱼年年的滴漏滴滴。
The two become one, according to the scriptures.
但是因为起初上帝做人的时候，两个人变成一体，就是夫妻的关系。
Matthew 9:4-6 says, "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate."
所以在马太福音第19章第4到第6节，这里说耶稣回答说什么？那起初造人的是做男造女，并且说，因此人要离开父母，要与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
Think about it a little deeper.
这里就上升一点，
What does it mean that two become one?
什么叫两个人成为一体？
God proclaims that a husband and a wife become one flesh.
上帝说夫妻两人变成为一体，
One persona.
就是一个。
Then it's only logical.
这个很罗辑的说。
Then when you criticize your partner,
当你那个批评你的伴的时候，
actually criticizing yourself too?
那么你就是要去批评你自己，
I mean, at the same time,
因为同一个时间，
because if you're finding fault, excuse me, in your spouse,
如果你
then
找到别人的错的时候，
and you're one.
如果你是哪一个？
Doesn't it also demean you?
所以你的人格也是被贬低了，因为对方是错的嘛。
I mean, you pick this person
因为你挑这个人做你的配偶，
to become one with.
成为一体。
Now, of course, you're separate people.
所以你们是两个不同的人。
You know, we do have that individuality.
我们每个人的个人独特的性格。
And so Ephesians 5
所以在以弗所书第五章
is
说。
probably one of the most famous verses
这个是最出名的，在婚姻里面一句话，
when it talks about a husband and a wife.
关于那个夫妻关系的，
Many preachers use this.
很多牧师都讲这一句话，
It's used in marriage ceremonies.
特别是用在婚姻的仪式当中，
And it talks about how a woman is to obey her husband, etc.
因为这句话是讲到妻子要顺服丈夫的事情。
Frankly, for me,
但是对我来说，
that drives me crazy.
这句话对我来说很难很难。
Because, like most Christians,
有好多基督徒一样，
we read into the scriptures for what we want to hear.
因为我们读圣经是为了自己来读，
Or sometimes not far enough.
因为读的不够真。
Or sometimes not right before.
或者没有好好读这个圣经的原本的意思是，
They start at verse 22.
虽然他们开始讲22节，
And Paul wrote it as a letter.
但是因为保罗写成一封信，
We added the verses in the
我们
chapters.
是把那个号码写进那个圣经里面。
I mean, it wasn't just chapter one, and then he writes it,
所以
verse two. No, he wrote a very long letter.
保罗写信的时候是一封信，不是说第一章第几节、第二章第几节，他没有的，是一封很长的信。
So, right before that section about the roles of husbands and wives, there's a verse that's incredibly important.
所以在保罗讲这个婚姻的事情的时候，妻子要顺服丈夫的时候，前面有一句话是很重要的。
It sets a different tone to what followed.
讲到一句很重要的事情，就是准备它上面的
And someone who
话。
does good literary criticism, someone who looks at the true meaning of the scriptures, it demands a full reading of the entire book if you're really looking to get the full meaning.
所以，如果你真正要了解圣经的真理，你一定要把整本圣经好好读，才能够明白。
Here's verse 21.
这是前面一节，他说
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
五章二十一节前面一节，他说要当全敬畏基督的身，基督的心，彼此顺。
So, I was talking with one of our members of our church because I wanted to hear the word shang fu. I learned that the four means that's the tone, which means nothing to me, and the two means a different tone, which means absolutely nothing to me, even though I tried like crazy for years, and I just don't get it.
顺服的事情，他叫我的中文叫做顺服，就是第四音
顺服，
顺服很难讲了。那老师
，Well, it matters, right? But so does the tone of what the scriptures are saying by saying submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
你读的这个字的顺服，在圣经里面，这个顺服是一样。
So, there are several.And, you know, several contexts and several different ways in the English that this is done.
英文里面呢，有些解释我们可以等一下看是什么意思。
And in the Chinese, I was told that it means to follow and make oneself lower.
顺服在中文的解释就是把自己降低自己的身份来听人家的话，叫顺服。
So husbands, follow your wife.And make yourself lower. Wives, follow your husbands and make yourself lower, because that's what submit means.
所以刚才的经文说，丈夫要顺服妻子，妻子要顺服丈夫的意思是，要大家彼此降低自己的身份来对对方。
Now, honestly, it doesn't really matter what it means in Chinese or English. Where it really matters is what it means in the original Greek.
最重要不是说中文怎么解释，英文怎么解释，最重要是它原文是怎么说的。
The Greek language is fascinating.
如果我们看那个希腊文，
It'll take a word,
它就把一个字，
and when it wants to change its tense, it can add something to the beginning or the end.
如果要改一个字，可以把这个字前面加点东西，后面加些东西。
Or if it wants to change it from a noun to a verb, it can also separate it and stick something in the middle.
如果要把一个希腊文的名字变成动词了，把个字分开，中间插一个字，里面就变成一个动词。
So the Greek hypotasoman oi.
所以这个 hypotasoma 这个希腊文呢
，this translates into a verb.
所以变成是一个动词。
Be submitting yourself.
他说要 be submitted yourself， 就是要把自己顺服，你要顺服。
So be submitting yourself to one another in reverence of Christ.
所以经文的翻译是说，要当成敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Brothers and sisters, it's a continual action.
所以，而且这个是一个基督现代进。
From a husband to a wife, and from a wife to a husband.
所以这个讲是丈夫对妻子，妻子对丈夫。
So in the context, in the tense, it is one word that clearly requires action.
所以这个字是一个动词，所以我们需要有行动。
The action of submission.
所以就是顺服。
A submission to one another.
所以我们要彼此的顺服。
It's reciprocal.
都是双方的，不是单方面。
So the Greek...definition, I transliterate it, which means I've taken it from Greek into the English.
然后呢，是就是把一个希腊文变成英文。
To submit one's control, to yield to one's admonish. Admonish means to gently warn, or advice, to obey, to be subject.
所以后来翻译的这个希腊文就是服从某人的控制。 或者屈服于某人的劝告或者建议，顺服跟顺从。
I'm pretty anal about the things that I know. I've kind of been very specific about it. And the one thing I know, when you look at definitions, you don't jump to the one you like.
所以我们看那个定义的时候，不是看那个定义里面你喜欢哪一个，你就说哦，这个就是这个解释。
You start off with the first one. If that doesn't apply, you go to the next one, then you go to the next one, and you go to the next one.
所以很多人喜哦不喜欢这个就不管，不喜欢这个不管，我喜欢这个我就是这个定义了。
So it means to submit one's control.
所以这里说顺服是别人家控制，
Both
那是就是上放的。
spouses
所以夫
give
妻，
up control.
所以夫妻要放弃你个人的控制权。
Probably didn't hear this before, maybe.
所以有些人可能不明不知道说，夫妻关系是双方都有放弃对对方的控制。
Maybe you have.
或者你明白，
But with that verse in mind,
但是这个经文说顺服。
let's look at it as a whole.
我们要整体来看这个顺服的事情。
So I'm going to purposely use a different English translation because I think it emphasizes the deeper meaning.
所以我用另外一个英文的版本来看这个解释。
Because what I understand from people who I've spoken with, that there really are only primarily two Chinese translations.
在中文的翻译呢，主要的有两种翻译，两种主要的。
Now, I might be misinformed, I'm not sure.
有些人当然还要其他的版本了，翻译的版本。
But if I multiplied that times 30, then I get with how many translations are in English, and there's 60.
英文版本呢，一共有60种不同的翻译，
At least.
最小啊。
And one of my favorites is the Amplified Bible because it amplifies the meanings of these words.
那我个人比较喜欢那个 Amplify，就是扩大经文这个版本。
So now I'm going to read it, and this one's from The Message. And it says, out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another.
所以这个英文的版本跟我们中文的版本很接近、接近、接近，就说又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
So one of the things that I think is important is to dig deeper into the meaning of the words. If you look at what it meant in the Greek, be submitting to one another, that means be courteous, reverent, respectful to one another.
So 由我们看那个希腊的原文，这个顺服是表示我们要尊重，要表达你对对方的态度是怎么样。
The wives,
那对妻子来说，
understand and support your husband in ways that show your support for Christ.
当你顺服，当你支持你丈夫的时候，你是表示你顺服基督。
The husband provides leadership to his wife the way Christ does to his church.
那么，丈夫就是好一个这个领袖，好像耶稣一样，但耶稣是教会的头，
Not by domineering.
不是因为他是男生，所以他是头，
Not by saying, I'm the head of the household.
不是说丈夫是我是一家之主，
But by cherishing.
但是你要 cherish 是要对太太的偏
Beautiful
爱。
love.
要对他很爱你的妻子，
So just as the church submits to Christ,
好像教会顺服基督一样，
as he exercises such leaderships,
因为基督就是教会的头，他带领这个教会，
wives should submit to their husbands.
所以妻子同样的要顺服丈夫。
How did Christ lead our church?
那么我们看耶稣基督怎么带领一个教会？
Think about that
我们想一想，
as we look at the next section.
我们看看下面一段。
This one says, husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor since they're already one in marriage.
所以圣经里面经文以弗所书第五章二十五到二十八节讲到丈夫应该怎么样。他说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会死，要用水指着道，教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己作为荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁无有瑕疵。当父母亚当教样爱自己，其中爱自己的身体，爱自己便是爱自己。
Now, you just heard it in Chinese again, which is going to give you that limited meaning.
所以你读这个圣经的经文，中文来看，你就知道这个圣父的意思是什么。
So I want to emphasize something because I know most of you understand English.
你们大部分都能够明白英文。
And so I'm going to step on the husband's toes here.
所以现在我就对丈夫来说。
Husbands, being head of the house does not mean you're in charge.
虽然丈夫是一家之主，不是等于你是共计这个家。
It means you lead.
就是你要带领这个家。
But let's look at how you're supposed to lead.
所以我们做丈夫也看看你怎么带领。
Verse 21.
家。
Through submission.
所以你刚才看到读一经文就说什么，丈夫要怎么带领家。要顺服
love,
爱
giving, not getting,
你付出不是要拿
self sacrifice,
你要自我牺牲。
See, Christ was willing to die for the church. Are you willing to die for your wife?
因为刚才读的经文说，基督为教会舍己，你愿意为你妻子舍命吗？
And what does Christ call us to do but to die to the old self?
基督说我们要死，是我们的旧我去死。
To be renewed.
知道我们有一个新的样式。
And so, using that, we follow him because we don't want to be judged in the final day.
所以我们要跟随耶稣，如果不知道我们在末日的时候也是为审判我们。
So loving your spouse like Jesus did,
所以爱我们的配偶是好像耶稣爱我们一样，
is loving with grace.
所以我们爱一个人是用之凭着我们的爱心，恩典的爱心，
not criticism,
不是说批评，
not domination,
不是。
Ephesians 21 again, in short, you submit to one anotherThis means love and respect.
所以在以弗所书那个顺服，就是要表示你要用尊重才可以得到这个顺服。
And if this happens, criticism cannot happen.
所以如果你批评的话，是不可能有这个顺服。
And this is an old quote that I'm going to show you in a second. It's one of my favorites because I like to tell this to even church leaders.But it says, a man that leads and no one follows is merely going for a long walk.
所以有一句名言啊，英文的翻译说，一个领导而没有人跟随的人呢，只不过是在一个长路上。
Finally, as it relates to criticism, it makes the recipient feel assaulted, rejected, and hurt.
所以如果你今天做了，对方觉得是你是批评他，对他不好。
And criticism often causes both the husband and the wife to fall into an escalating pattern.
所以在批评当中，弄得夫妻的关系越来越糟糕。
And this is where the Gottman's first horseman appears.
所以这个是讲到启示录第一只马。
And it appears with greater frequency and greater intensity.
所以这只马是带着一个恩典，这个白马是好。
It leads to arguments. It leads to disagreements.
所以他不会用批评来审判。
all of which are fruitless. And man, if you lead like Christ, amen.
Amen.
Your wife's going to follow you through a storm because you're doing it out of reverent respect.
And
if offensive, if you know, if a criticism happens, then contempt. This is the Gottman's second horseman. When we communicate in this state, we are truly being mean. We treat our mates with disrespect. We mock them with sarcasm. We ridicule them. We call them names. We mimic or use body language such as rolling our eyes or scoffing. We do not have to do all of these things in order to have contempt. Those are just examples. The target of contempt is to make someone feel despised or worthless. Contempt goes beyond criticism. While criticism attacks your partner's character, their very being, contempt goes to the next level. It attacks and it attempts to create a position of superiority. Almost a feeling of lordship. A false definition of what Ephesians says as the head of the household. It conveniently skips over verse
21.
It's the wrong type of leadership.
Do
you hear the danger in this? I mean, let us remember what Paul taught us in Romans. There is not one righteous. Not even one. You know, Jesus talks about take the plank, the stick, the board out of your own eye before you try to take the speck out of your wife or your husband's eye.
So Jesus said, 把你眼中的刺拿走, 不要把对方的梁木拿走, 眼中的梁木。
So Romans 14:9-11 says, for this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge that I am God.
So in Romans 14:19-19，他说：因此基督死了，又活了，为要做死人变活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？ 要为什么轻看弟兄呢? 让我们都要站在神的台前。 经上写着， 主说， 我凭着我的永贞启示， 万气必向我跪拜， 万口必向我承认。
Remember, your spouse is also your brother or your sister in Christ.
你是不是你的配偶都是你的主内的弟兄姐妹？
Romans 2:1-4.
所以在罗马书第二章1-4节说，
you therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance?
因为罗马书第二章第一到第四节，他说：“你解论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪；因你解论断人的，自己所行的却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神照真理审判他；你解人呢，解人呢，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样。” 你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是令你悔改了？
Contempt is fueled by long simmering negative thoughts about your partner.
所以当你藐视你的配偶的时候，你就是对他有论断的事情。
Possibly climaxing when one of the spouses attacks the accused from a position of proverbial superiority.
所以当你藐视批评你的配偶的时候，你就觉得你高高在上了不起，所以你对对方没有对他没有价值。
We're called to be humble.
因为圣经说我们要谦卑。
We're called to interact with one another through humility.
我们要彼此的谦卑。
Unconditional love, which is action driven. Be submitting yourself to one another out of what? Reverence for the Lord. You know, one more time. Being the head of house, the head of the household is not being superior or in charge. No, it is being submissive through love and respect, kindness, grace, forgiveness. And if you're not convinced yet, remember what Jesus did for his bride, his church. He suffered, was beaten, and nailed to a cross. And what does he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以，与我你以为说你是一家之主，高高在上，你是没有懂得什么叫做真正的顺服。真正的顺服是要爱，是要怜悯，是要饶恕，然后再彼此相爱。那么你就好像耶稣基督一样，爱他的教会，一教而死。
So, about 20-some years ago or more, Gary Chapman wrote this book called The Five Love Languages.
在20多年前，有一个美国的作家写了一本书，叫做《五种交流的方法》。
So we as Christians married are to love through action.
所以当我们结婚、娶或者嫁给一个人的时候，我们是由行动的表达。
And that's what he means by a language.
所以他说这个是一个语言，是一个行动的。
So we're called to love through service.
所以第一种呢是爱的服务。
We're called to love through words of affirmation.
还有就是用你用的话语来肯定一个人。
It requires empathy.
要有一个同理心。
It requires maybe even giving gifts.
或者是你要送一些礼物给对方,
or a loving touch,
或者是一个触摸,
or quality or quantity time.
或者有一个美好的时间在一起。
This is Chapman's his words, literally. Words of affirmation, encouragement require empathy. Seeing the world from your spouse's perspective, we must first learn what is important to our spouse.
所以这个作家 Chapman 他的书里面的时候要肯定鼓励的话，语言是要同理心，并且配偶的角度来看这个事件。我们必须要首先了解什么对我们的配偶是重要的。
A central aspect of the quality time is togetherness, not proximity. It's not sitting there watching television together. It is a true togetherness.
所以最好的方法就是一个美好的时光是要相处在一起，要贴心相近，而不是说一起坐在看电视。这个不等于是一个美好的、好的聚集的时间。
To let this sink in requests, give directions to love.
所以我们要这个一个要求，就是说请求为爱指路，强求令爱指示。
But demand stop the flow of love.
但是呢，当
The
你在
third
需要的时候呢，你要求的时候，你就会把这个爱关掉。
horseman is defensiveness.
所以第14次嘛，在圣经里面讲到是这个，就是 defense 防卫。
And this becomes very problematic. Your spouse will reverse blame.
有时候讲我们夫妻关系这样，我们常常就是埋怨的时候，我们就会防卫自己。
In an attempt to skirt responsibility or not take the
因为
responsibility.
你不想拿起这个责任感，所以你就防卫。
It's attempt to make it the other spouse's fault
所以你变成说，不是我的错，是对方的错。
or to justify the action
或者是我可以要了解为什么我这样做，
or to minimize the feelings of your spouse.
或者是对对方的感受没有注意到。
It's okay to challenge one another.
当然，我们可以，夫妻能够彼此的条件。
But there's a big difference between challenging and criticizing.
但是我们知道，批评跟那个条件是不一样的。
And criticism is usually, if it's criticism, there's usually a defensive response.
当你批评的时候，你就会把这个防卫的事情拿出来。
Both just cause major issues in a marriage.
所以，这个批评跟防卫在夫妻关系里面造成很大很大的
The
障碍。
biblical way, God's way, is to respond in a non-defensive way by expressing acceptance of responsibility, admission of fault, and understanding your partner's perspective. In short, it's humility.
但是神的方法是怎么样？是刚刚相反，我们要接受对方，自己认错。没有把这个事情解决，
And this applies to the leadership of churches too.
所以这个不单是在婚姻关系里面，在教会一样。
It's not trying to hold on to making the decisions. It's about hearing what the people need, just like we need to hear what our spouse needs.
就是说，我们要做决定，不理人家怎么提出来，怎么他们的意见，好像我们夫妻关系一样，要听对方怎么说。
When your spouse or your church is crying out for something specific, and you're like, no, they don't need that, that's arrogance. That's not humility.
当一个教会有人家的确的有什么需要的时候，假如一个教会没有听，就觉得自己做自己的决定，这个就是骄傲。
C.S. Lewis calls pride the root of all sin.
所以 C.S. Lewis 这个作家说，骄傲就是罪的源头，是造罪的源头。
Solomon puts it this way in Proverbs: When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom.
所以，所罗门王在那个箴言书里面说，第11章是说：“骄傲来，受耻也来；谦逊人却有智慧。
Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor.
”跟着他继续说，在15章他说：“敬畏耶和华的是智慧的训诲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。”
Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life.
所以，谦卑一定需要有敬畏耶和华的心。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, hold holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone else. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
所以圣经在哥罗西书神的要求我们是什么？所以你们这些神的选民，圣洁、蒙爱的人，就要什么？传怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍忍耐的心。倘若这些人与那个人有欠，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人？If
we are humble,
啊，与我们谦卑。
We're heading toward being imitators
of Christ.
And think about it again.
我们想一想,
Jesus was beaten within an inch of his life. He was then nailed to a cross. The horrific pain and anguish he must have endured. And again, the verse that just makes me just get a cold chill.
And
makes me feel so humble is when he's dying on the cross.
当耶稣讲这句话的,我是非常之感动,他说,
he says it with deepness, with sinlessness.
他从心里说,他是无罪的来说,
Father,
父啊,
forgive them. For they know not what they do.
赦免他们,因为他们所做的,他们不晓得。
Be that kind of spouse.
所以我们应该在夫妻关系之内,好像耶稣所讲的。
Husbands, lead that way.
所以做丈夫的,我们也好像耶稣一样。
Submit that way.
要彼此的顺服。
And your wife will submit to you. Sometimes she's going to be right and you're wrong if you're humble.
Yeah, 有时候你知道,
just ask Sandy, she tells me every day.
Oh,
come on, that was funny. You guys aren't paying attention. Be kind, be kind, be kind, be kind.
So, 配合场所你要, 哎, 就是,
many, many times.
让你友善,
love, respect. Let's live out what it means to be submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. There it is. Sorry. Stonewall is the fourth.
最后一个就是叫做磁场。
And the Gottmans describe it this way. The stonewalling is usually a response to contempt.
这个stonewall,这个磁场就是动产就是你藐视一个人,你就太直接做。
Stonewalling is when you just withdraw.
就是你,就是离开。
You kind of shut down.
就是把你自己隐蔽。
You stop responding to your spouse. Rather than allowing cooler heads to prevail, we just stop. We make evasive maneuvers. We start tuning out. Turning away, acting busy, or engaging in obsessive or distracting behavior. It takes time for the negativity of the first three horsemen to become overwhelming and overwhelmed enough that stonewalling becomes an understandable out.
所以在启示录讲到这个三只马，最后一只马，就是个灰马。
But when it does, it frequently becomes a bad habit.
如果你前几天做了, 把自己封闭了, 变成一个习惯呢？
And unfortunately, stonewalling isn't easy to stop.
这个时常是很难改变的。
It is a result of physiologically, your body actually is flooded.
是你心理的，心理上的改变。
With depression or anxiety or other things that just want you to just give up.
所以这个时常是弄到你心理改变之后，你就要放弃所有应该要做的事情。
Stonewalling is like a defeatedness.
所以这个时常是一种失败的象征。
We might not even be in the physiological state where we can actually discuss what's happening rationally.
所以时常我们有时应该要做的反而不做。
So Dan Siegel is a psychiatrist and he illustrates the brain with his fist.
所以心理学家他形容一个人的脑。
He says it kind of looks like a brain.
所以他的手这个拳头好像
人的。And then this is the brain stem and then this is the spinal cord.
所以这个好像人的头脑因为这个神经线一直上来。
And so the front is the prefrontal cortex. We'll just call that the thinking mind.
所以前面这个脑的前面是用来思想的。
And the inside is the limbic system. We'll call that the feeling mind.
所以这个脑里面的是很多这个脑神经，那你的感情思想。
If someone criticizes you, you get defensive. What happens, he says, is you just flip your lid.
当人家批评你的时候，你怎么会马上？
You're no longer talking to the logical person.
所以你就不会很逻辑的说话。
You're talking to the emotional person.
所以你就讲跟你的身体那个脑好重的个感情来说话。
So imagine an exchange where both people are criticizing. Boom, this one flips their lid. Boom, this one flips their lid. And you're talking in a non-rational emotional way.
所以如果两个人都是先刀啊，他们讲话呢，就不可能交交通，都是论讲。
And that's where the damage begins.
所以这个是很大的一个危险。
You say things that you can't walk back.
因为你讲了，你不可以收回来。
It takes commitment to be better.
因为你需要一个委身，你呢才可以改变。
To truly submit to one another out of love and respect.
所以你一定要用爱心来彼此顺服。
So Titus says this, your job is to speak out on things that make for solid doctrine, guide older men into lives of temperance, dignity, and wisdom, into healthy faith, love, and endurance. Guide older women into lives of reverence so that they end up neither as gossips nor drunks, but models of goodness by looking at them. The younger women will know how to love their husbands. And children, be virtuous and pure. Keep a good house and be good wives. We don't want anyone looking down on God's message because of their behavior. Also, guide young men to live disciplined lives. But mostly, show them all of this by doing it yourself. Trustworthy in your teaching. Your words, solid and sane. Then anyone who is dead set against us, when he finds nothing weird or misguided, might eventually come around.
这里刚才牧师讲那个是圣经里面提多书第二章第一到第八的，这个很长啊，你这有没有错？他说，但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理，劝老人要有节制，端庄。自首在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要存传无暇，又在要劝老年富养，举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不要给狗做奴仆，用善道教训人，好几招人，好几招孝男妇人，爱丈夫，爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩。顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被违背。要劝少年人要谨守自己，凡事要显出现行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄，言语纯正，纯传，不可指责。要拿反对的人 既无处可说我们的不是，便自觉受愧。你们当以基督，啊，没有，到这个。
This breaks it down into plain language. It's just like what's the amp but I'm trying to amplify the primary message of this sermon, which is to submit to one another in unconditional love and utmost deeply felt respect for one another.
所以今天我的信息主要是讲到，我们要按着基督彼此顺服，是尊重。
So this is was a last minute thought. Can you start passing those things out for me, please? Those papers.
牧师
So.
最后呢，他有一个他做的最后一些事情，就是他印了一些东西是给你们的，被带回去的。可这是英语。
It's only in English. I'll send it out so it could be sent through WhatsApp also, so someone can translate it into Chinese, or I can go to Google Translate it and do it myself, whatever works. But I wanted you to have this so that you can read along with me because there's no slides for it.
亚牧师他预备了这个，等一下你们可以拿回家，英语的，但是你可以用了 Google Translate，或者是你可以读，就知道这个意思是什么。
So the Gottmans, they have these principles that you can live by to improve your marriage, but I'm going to put them in terms that are biblical.
所以虽然他本来是讲婚姻的，但是我把这个用在那个圣经的话，也用在我们的信仰里面。
So the first one is build love maps.
一个就是说，建立一个爱的地图。
And so I want you to think about these questions. How well do you know your partner's inner psychological, spiritual, emotional and physical world.
所以这个第一个工作就是你问你自己，你认识你对方感情、生理需要方面是多少？
How well do you understand their history, worries, stresses, joys, and hopes, and how they shaped them into who they are today?
知不知道你配偶的过去，在生理上、心理方面、感情方面、身体方面，有些什么事情你不知道？
Are you sharing with each other your relationship with God?
是不是你们两个可以在这些事情里面彼此沟通？
Their fondness and admiration. This is an antidote for contempt. This changes contempt and also is what God commands us to do. True love focuses on mutual affection and respect within a relationship in order to strengthen fondness and admiration. Express appreciation and respect in the name of Jesus Christ.
那第二项就是要我们彼此分享我们所爱的，要认定对方，因为这个是神要我们这样做，能够明白对方怎么样，要把我们的关系更加美好。
Turn towards instead of away.
第三个呢，就是要我们把我们自己向内，不是向外，
Share your needs, not demand them.
我们要把我们自己的需要讲出来。
Be
不是，
aware.
不是说要求什么，
Seek connection.
我们要找到对方的共同点在哪里。
And in return, respond turning towards your spouse.
而我们要知道对方的需要是什么，要满足对方。
Remember the small things in life.
我们要记得我们在人生里面小的事情，
Set the stresses of this fast-paced world on the side.
要把这个世界怎么快的生活能够改变过来。
Because these small things are actually the building blocks of a relationship.
小的事情是我们关系里面的建立的因素，
Like iron sharpens iron, man sharpens man.
好像是铁可以磨铁更加利。
Like humanity sharpens humanity, humanity sharpens each other.
所以，如果你谦卑的时候，你就弄到彼此能够彼此相谦卑。
This means your spouse is there to sharpen you through the love of Christ and their love for you.
所以你的配偶是帮助你能够明白耶稣的爱，然后能够彼此相爱。
Keep in mind that male and female, he created us
记
in
得，
his image.
神做人是做男做女，两个不一样的。
The presence of positive perspective, the presence of a positive approach to problem solving and success of repair attempts.
第四种就是我们要对方有正直的看法。
Being fully present with the fruit of the Spirit.
我们要明白圣经里面所讲的圣灵的果子是什么。
Which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵的果子是爱、喜乐、平安、忍耐、仁慈、信。
Memorize that. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness,
加勒太书,
goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
加勒太书里面所提到这个圣灵的果子,
See, it's God's Spirit in us. God is our Father and our Mother in heaven. He is God. He is Lord. He is Prince. He is King. He is the Christ. And if we are to be imitators of the Christ, then we are to be the best mothers and fathers and demonstrators of what it means and imitators of who he is to this world, to our children, and children to your parents, the same thing. This is what God calls us to do. God is spirit. He's not flesh. But we have to think of ourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what.
所以耶稣是有神的本性，但是他没有用神来用在他在地上的生活。
Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave and became human. God, Christ was fully God, fully man. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless and obedient death. The worst kind of death, a crucifixion.
所以在腓立比书第二章五到八节这里说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为信，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强盾，反倒虚己，如奴仆的形象，成为人的样子，既有人的样子，都自己卑微，转去顺服，以致于死，也死在十字架上。
So we need to manage conflict rather than and resolve it.
所以我们应该知道怎么样处理这个不对的事情。
Because relationship conflict is natural.
因为人与人之间,
but it has a functional and positive aspect. Just like pain is a gift, relational conflict is a gift.
所以好像痛一样，是上帝给我们能够究竟知道我们哪里受害。
And there's a critical difference between managing the conflict and just simply resolving it.
所以我们知道要明白怎么样处理这些不对的事情。
We look at things as not perpetual problems, but as solvable problems. And here's what God wants you to remember most. The two became one.
所以神要我们明白两个变成一。
God, create an atmosphere that encourages each person to talk honestly about his or her hopes and values and convictions and aspirations. Be there for one another when we may face the dark night of our soul. In other words, we have to dream God-sized dreams.
所以我们夫妻关系应该要诚实，保持我们内心的坦白，跟对方说清楚。
Understand important visions and narratives and theology and metaphors about the relationship. Go deeper with one another. Find common ground and build your house on a firm foundation. Remember, Jesus is the cornerstone and a house built on rock can manage storms. And guess what? There will be storms.
的婚姻能够坚固。
Trust. This is the state that occurs when a person knows how their spouse acts and thinks. They know how to maximize their spouse's best interest and benefits, not just their interest and benefits. In other words, this means your spouse has your back and is there for you, and vice versa. The two became one.
我们也还要讲到彼此的信任。
So the last part is commitment. This means believing and acting on your belief that your relationship with this person is completely your lifelong journey, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Meaning that it gets worse, you will both work to improve it. It's a bond made from before God, and with God, and I mean nothing, nothing with God can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ.
最后一个就是夫妻，我们要彼此的委身，因为夫妻是一生的，所以我们是到死，我们都永远不分开的。You
have to surrender yourself completely to God, and yes, the most wonderful experience occurs, insight. Insight into how life is supposed to be.
最重要的是我们首先要顺服神，然后神可以改变我们，所以我们就能够明白，能够遵守，就是真理。
So then you surrender to each other.
所以你们彼此就有这位顺服。
Commitment implies cherishing your spouse's positive qualities and nurturing gratitude by comparing the spouse favorably with real or imagined others, rather than just trashing or making them feel horrible by magnifying negative qualities and nurturing resentment by comparing them to unfavorable images of others or even real.
所以刚才讲最后一个就委身，当你委身的时候，就是帮助对方跟他同处，跟他爱对方，知道他知道你对他是怎么样，不是说批评，不是论断。
That is, remember, there's not one righteous, not even one. And let's look at the characters and the stories in the scriptures. The lineage of Christ is filled with sinners, even murderers, thieves, rapists, prostitutes, and many other acts which clearly illustrate the need for a Savior and a Lord.
So, 刚才我们罗马书也讲过，世上没有一个义人，我们都是不好的人，但是我们有需要。 我们的救主来帮助我们,
so with Christ as our Lord, we can weather anything. And as it is said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
其实耶稣基督什么事情都可以改变。好像那个约书亚说,至于我跟我的家,我都会服侍我。
Amen.